Oh, hey, another stationer just texted. One second. That's alien. I'm just going to turn off myself. One
Yeah,
sec.
I just realized I have mine do not disturb on as well.
Elder millennial moment. Where is the do not disturb button?
It should be in your top right where those two little bars are.
That's what I clicked on. Focus? Okay, that's probably what it is. Yep.
Yeah, it's focused now.
Perfect. Okay. Sorry, alien. I'll text you back later. Anyways. Welcome to the Cultivate Podcast. I'm Shasta Bell of Shasta Bell Calligraphy.
And I am Michaela Marie Manu of Ink and Press Co.
We are so excited that you're here for our first podcast. Let's get started.
Perfect. So like Shasta said, we are thrilled to be here. So just kicking it all off, we want to kind of give a history of the Cultivate Podcast, how this whole thing got started, kind of what we've built, and
what is this
where
whole
we,
thing?
yeah, where we want to go with this. So let's go all the way back to what, 2019, 2018, actually, when we first met and talked about our styling course. So it was 2018 Thanksgiving.
Yes, I was visiting my in-laws in Glendale, Phoenix, Arizona.
Which is happens to be where I live.
Exactly. I'm very serendipitous. And we're both wedding stationers, calligraphers. We knew each other from Instagram before that.
Yeah, but our friendship wasn't nearly what it is today.
No.
You know,
no.
I think that back then, like, so I had started my business in 2017. So I was only like 1 year into this. And I feel like I was just this big admirer of you. And I still am.
Wow. You were a pro from the start.
No, I really wasn't. I was really good at faking it till I make it. But I was just this admirer. And I feel like I kind of laugh because I feel like I almost just talked at you. And you were probably like, who is this girl? She just keeps like messaging me and like commenting on my stuff. But I just loved your work so much. And I was just like so inspired by everything that you were creating. And I really admired how you as an artist had your own style. So I feel like I was just very like drawn, like, you know how like they say birds of a feather flock together. I feel like we were just like our friendship was just drawn to each other. But, you know, I definitely recognize that 2017, I was only like 1 year into this. I feel like you had so much experience and you were just.
No, I'm shaking my head.
Jedi. And I was like this Padawan.
I mean, that leads us into, I mean, we'll talk about imposter syndrome in our next episode.
Yes.
That is hardcore. Fake it till you make it.
Anyways, so 2018, you were coming to Phoenix to visit your in-laws for Thanksgiving. And you reached out to me, I think, or we were talking or something. You mentioned you were coming. And so we met up for lunch. And during that whole...
It was really good, too. It was like fresh.
Flower child.
Flower child.
And over lunch, we just kind of talked about like styling flat lays, getting good photos of our work. I think I was maybe asking you, like, are you getting images back from wedding galleries or like, what are you doing? You know, like, I'm trying to kind of figure this out. And I just feel like it was a very casual mention of like, yeah, someone should release a course on what stationers actually want in their flat lays and what stationers are actually looking for when they want a solid gallery, like for these portfolio worthy images.
I remember sitting on your couch underneath your wedding photos. I remember having this conversation.
And I feel like a year kind of went by. Like at first it was just kind of this casual conversation. And then it wasn't until 2019. I want to say it was even like the next Thanksgiving or Christmas that you were coming for Christmas.
Because it's warm in Phoenix and no one wants to be in Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis in the dead of winter. And so it wasn't until 2019 because we released it during COVID.
I know. I remember you.
Yes.
You came that summer.
No, I came in the fall because I remember that.
It was cold. That's right.
It was cold to me. I had to borrow like a sweater. I was like, you have a turtleneck. It is below 75 outside.
That's right. But I remember being COVID precautions, and it was such a wonderful time to record a course because our clients were not getting married or they were postponing. And it was like, whoa, we have all this free time. What are we going to, well, I know what we should do.
Yeah, it really like, there's so much that goes into creating a course. And that's something that we can talk about, obviously, through this podcast and in another episode. But I think about that, that we had the time, we had the availability to just pour our hearts and souls into this course.
And really hash out.
2019, Christmas time is when you came and were like, let's actually create this course. Like, are you serious about this? And I just remember from there, it felt so natural. And I feel like that's how you know when something's right, is when it's easy. I remember I was like, I still wasn't full-time with Ink and Press. I was getting ready to go full-time, and then like COVID kind of hit. And so I just stayed at like my part-time administration job that I was working at the moment, just a little bit longer because of the whole world coming to like a pause. And we were sitting there, or you were obviously in Minneapolis, but I'm like sitting at my admin job and we're texting about it. And we're kind of like coming up with plans, and you text me and you're like, what should we call it? Like, what should we call our course? And I don't know. This is exactly what happened to me when I was starting my business. Like, I feel like it just like kind of came to me, but I remember just texting you and being like, it should be the French word for like cultivating your own skills, like cultivate. Like, what is the French word for cultivate? And you were like, cultivate.
I know this.
That's perfect. Like that, let's call it that. Because we're all about cultivating your own flat lay styling skills. And, you know, I think back then, like, we would have never have guessed where cultivate would be and where it would have evolved 3 years later, which is just really fun. But all of that to say, the history of cultivate started with our flat lay styling course in 2020. It was targeted towards, you know, different wedding planners, photographers, even other stationers. And it was everything that we as two stationers wanted the industry to know about how to style and photograph portfolio worthy flat lays.
Oh, my heart is still passionate about that subject.
Me too. I still, to this day, just feel like that course is just timeless with invaluable knowledge.
Yeah, it comes from a very honest need. And there are so many different people who are involved in flat lay styling. Like you were saying, it can be photographers, it can be planners, it can be the calligrapher on site, it can be so many people. And yeah, there's this deep sense like, oh, we need to communicate the things that are happening that aren't like, that are kind of missing the mark for what we need and what we see as stationers. It's like there's a disconnect between the people who design and create this beautiful art and the people who are capturing it and showcasing it.
Well, and kind of just on that note real quick, it's been so fun and also rewarding to like now 3 years later, see the work of those who have taken our Cultivate course and how their flat lays have totally transformed.
Yeah, it's so encouraging. It's
really cool.
You can really bash your head against the wall when it comes to styling, and just, you feel like you're throwing everything, you know, down on this board and you just don't know what to do. And I just feel so encouraged.
It gives you tangible, like actual guidance.
Change. There you can see the change. I can see it as I take the things that we learn to heart. I've been practicing my own skills, because like something that we talk about a lot is like, we're always learning, you know, we're never... We know things, we have experience, but we're not experts in this, in the sense that we've arrived. Like, we're continually learning and continually growing.
Yeah. So after we released that course, Shasta and I kind of, I think, just had this like, caught this bug of education, and we just both loved it. And following the styling course, we had kind of talked about, what do we want to teach next? And we saw that there was this missing, this like empty area, or like missing, or like a need basically for education on boutique foil printing on handmade paper.
So niche, so niche,
so niche, but so needed. And there was nothing like there. There's a lot of letterpress printing courses, and there are even like how to make handmade paper courses. But there was nothing about boutique foil printing on handmade paper. And that is a combination that is extremely tricky, but something that is both iconic to both of our brands, and something that we both have spent, what, 5 years for me, 7-8 years for you, like refining and honing that skill set and mastering that combination. And so we took all of that information, all of that knowledge, all of the trial and error, those mistakes, everything that we've learned, and packed that into our second Cultivate course, which is all about foil printing and handmade paper. And we released that one in 2022, I believe.
Yes.
Last year.
January, February?
It was in February, yeah.
And then we both got pregnant and had babies.
Yes. And I think, you know, kind of something that we had kind of just had on the back burner and had kind of talked about always was, what would our third course look like? And I think the only thing that made sense to both of us was kind of almost like a how to start a stationery business, how to be a stationer, how to create a business from the ground up, like being a small business owner, kind of like that topic. Mm-hmm. But even though that was kind of what made the most sense for a third course, doing it in a course format like never felt right.
Yeah, it never felt authentic.
No. And I remember like I couldn't quite figure it out, but we both got pregnant and it was kind of something we were like, let's table this, but like keep it on our kind of like radar. Mm-hmm. And even throughout like both of our maternity leaves and, you know, kind of, I think as we evaluated and thought about how we want to like re-enter the industry coming out of our maternity leave, like how do we want our businesses to evolve as like,
what does it look like now?
Yeah, as like we as artists and now mothers evolve. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, Cultivate was something that was really on both of our minds. Mm-hmm. And we decided, like Shasta said earlier, you know, the reason why a third course and a defined course outline and blueprint never felt right for creating a business and how to be a stationer is because that is something that we are both constantly like refining. Yes. And honing. Mm-hmm. And we are still students in that area. Granted, yes, we both have years of knowledge and mistakes learned and like kind of expertise in certain areas. Mm-hmm. But there are still things that I'm doing in my business that I'm constantly making better. And so a set course about like, hi, I've arrived, my business is perfect, never felt authentic.
There are some people who deliver a great product in that way, but for our own voices, it's our posture really is, hey, we're learners. You know, we've come this far along in our business from starting in 2014, started in 2017. Yeah. Come with us on this journey, like hear our stories, learn yes. from our mistakes and share your mistakes with us. It's more of a conversation than it is positing ourselves as these authoritative professors.
We've arrived.
Yes. No, we have not. We are always learning. That.
It's like I have what now 6 years of doing this whole gig to share. Like I have, and you have like so many years too of like knowledge and experiences to share. But I feel like with styling a flat lay and with like foil printing, there is kind of a right and a wrong way to do it.
It's more subjective. Yes.
Yeah. Whereas like with my business, it's like I'm constantly improving my website. I'm constantly refining the way that I communicate with my clients. I'm constantly evolving my contracts, my finances, like the way that I approach all of these other areas of my business, like how I work with timelines, how I, you know, my thoughts on styled shoots, my thoughts on being an artist, like evolving.
Client conflict, like how do you,
yes.
as you evolve as a person, for me, as I evolve as a person emotionally, I gain more skills and more confidence and maturity as a business person. There are great ways of doing things. There are things that are not so great. There is not one right way to do things. And it's, I think that everyone's constantly discovering what's, yeah. what works for them.
So all of this to say that for us and the way that we approach our businesses and just kind of our like personal philosophies on growth, a podcast is what felt most authentic for basically what a third course would ever be for Cultivate. Mm-hmm. And I love it because I feel like we can touch on all topics and we can share our growth and share how we're evolving and learning as artists and educators and calligraphers and even mothers and even personally and in our friendships. And what I love too is that, you know, obviously over throughout the years, you and I have developed a really wonderful friendship. And there are so many times that we're texting each other like, hey, how do I handle this situation? Or hey, like this went wrong? Where am I in the wrong, or where am I in the right? Like, just those moments. And I feel like we now get to invite people into those conversations that you and I have. Mm-hmm. And it just makes me so excited.
Yeah, me too. Given that this is an audio medium, not a visual one, no one can see me smiling, but hopefully it shows up in my voice. I agree. Well put.
I know. We're both like over here, like the Cheshire Cat.
I'm really excited. I find this passion to like connect with other people who are walking the same journey, the wedding industry, specifically for us, stationery and calligraphy, because it is really hard to do it alone. And I think a lot of our passion for it comes from those moments before we had community, when we were like, what do I do? I'm Googling the snot out of this. I don't know what to do.
Yes.
And I don't have $1 million to pay for a course that I don't even like a conference or something where I'm not even sure if I'll make friendships or get value out of it. And so it's like, not that those aren't valuable, they are, but it's so wonderful to have community people in your life, people you can listen to on a regular basis to share their stories. It's just really, I don't know, encouraging and where my heart is. I mean, I remember starting back before we moved into our house, I had a little studio. I don't know if you remember, in that like tiny alcove between the kitchen and the bathroom. And I just remember spending so many hours there just trying to figure stuff out. And I love, and I know you do too. I love that deep dive research. Like, okay, here's a problem. I'm going to figure it out. I'm just going to research the crap out of it. It's going to be crazy. And that's how I learned how to foil and handmade paper. It was lots of Google and YouTube. But
you have to kind of be like a question asker almost. Like, you kind of have to have that natural inquisitive part of you. Mm-hmm. I feel like to kind of almost like set trends, to push boundaries, to like question pioneer the narrative, things. To kind of like you said, pioneer things. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And I feel like that's something both of us both have. But there's also like, it's also really nice to just like sometimes text you and be like, hey, have you researched lavender paper? Like, there's so much value in being like a question asker and a seeker and like a pioneer and like kind of a trailblazer. But then there's also a ton of value that comes when you can just text a friend. And I feel like this podcast is the equivalent of that, where it's kind of just like a look basically into our text message thread.
Wow, that's a really good way of putting it. I like that. Okay, so we've established why on earth we're doing this. Tell me more about why you started as a calligrapher in the first place. Just kind of like, what's your origin story?
Yeah. Do you want like the OG origin story or just calligraphy specifically?
No, give me the OG origin story. If I have to, I'll just, I'll edit it down.
And I'll like kind of just keep this brief. I mean, this could be a whole episode. I'm sure like both of our like origin stories could be like episodes alone. Mm-hmm. But I know that we both have things that we want to share and kind of like sprinkle throughout this entire series. So just as like a quick kind of overview, I was always very like artistically inclined growing up. I loved to draw as a girl, and my family is like very kind of like artistically bred. I don't know if bread's the right word, but
what's the word? It's running through your genes. It's running through your
there's fam. Just that was kind of like always like we were not a sports family, we were an art family.
Same.
And my sister played the cello, my other sister was a pianist, my brother played the trumpet. Like, I had another brother who was like an incredible artist. Like, we were just all very artistically inclined. And I loved to draw growing up, but my brother, who is just older than me, was always a better artist. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I was also in ballet at the time. I was a ballerina for over 18 years of my life. So that was kind of like what I got labeled as, was like, dance is my thing and art is my brother's thing.
Right.
So I feel like that kind of created a little bit of a dip of confidence in my artistry, but I was always very artistically inclined. So all of this to say, being familiar with like drawing, watercolors, painting, even just like Adobe Creative Suite was always something that I just kind of had in my toolkit. So it wasn't until I was getting married. Well, actually, let me backtrack a little bit. So in college, I met Rachel, then Affleck, her name is now Rachel Mayo. She is the wedding planner behind Rachel Allen Events. Mm-hmm. And she and I just found an immediate friendship with each other. We were the same major at the time. She obviously hadn't started her business, but we were roommates all throughout college. And when she started Rachel Allen Events, she would kind of just casually like send me some of her brides that just kind of needed like invitations. And I would design things for like $50 here and there, just like a one-off type of project. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until I was getting married in 2017 that I like was really introduced to the niche of fine art stationery. So I was always very familiar with the wedding industry. I would help Rachel with some of her very first clients, but I didn't know like the niche of fine art stationery. So when I was getting married, I was chatting with Rachel and I asked her like, so who should I have, you know, create my invitations for me? And she just like looked at me over lunch. I think we were like eating salads at the time. And she was like, oh, I just thought that you would do it.
Yeah, you should do it.
Yeah, it was just like so casual. And she just had this like unwavering confidence in me that like I could do it.
Yeah.
And I just remember being like, oh, okay, like, I guess I can't do it.
Yeah.
So I designed my own wedding invitations. And that was like my true introduction into what an invitation suite actually could be.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel like that's kind of my origin story. It's like that is how we all do it.
Yes, we all do it. And we're all like, wait, that was fun.
I like that. I'm going to do it for other people now.
Yeah. Like I just had so much fun, like picking out envelope colors. And we laugh about it now because we were roommates at the time. And I just remember after mailing out my own invitations, I like had a sense of sadness. Like I had a sense of loss that like I was never going to be able to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I just was like laying in bed one night and I'm like thinking about how I want to do that all over again. And then I'm like, well, why don't I start a business? And I just decided in that moment I was going to start a business. And so I like hop out of bed, I walk over to Rachel's room and I like fling open the door. She's like sitting there watching Game of Thrones and she like peeks over her laptop and she's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, hi, I'm starting a business. I'm going to do wedding invitations and I'm going to name my business Ink and Press Co.
You knew your name right away?
It came to me in that moment.
Oh my God.
Like I wasn't
gosh.
Sitting there being like, what should, it just was like a lightning bolt agonized. Strike of like, creativity and intuition.
That's amazing. Literally.
And
my business name is my name and I agonized over it. That's amazing.
I just was like, I'm gonna name it Ink and Press Co. And she just looks at me and goes, I think you should do it. And then just like ducks her head back down under her computer and like presses play and like keeps watching Game of Thrones again. And that is like literally how I started. Obviously like how I found clients, some of my very first like paying clients, how I got into calligraphy, like all of that is something that we'll dive into throughout the,
as time goes on.
But that is just like a quick summary overview of how I got started.
That is the first time I've heard that story. I have not heard that before. The roommate,
I think,
Rachel.
I share it in the flat lay styling course.
So maybe not the first time I've heard it.
Well, keep in mind that was also what now 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. The world has changed.
But yeah, it was just kind of funny. But yeah, it like was lightning intuition strike moment of what I didn't even check if like the handle was available. It wasn't. I had to like get creative. Like
you're the same person. Where you just have instincts and you just like, this is what I'm doing and this, I'm going to go for it. And there's, for some reason, no fear. I don't know why.
Yeah. It came like the name came to me in the way that like cultivate came to me of being like, it should be the French word for cultivate. What is that word? Cultivate? Okay, cool. Yeah, let's do
that. Works. Oh my goodness. I mean, I think that's, hearing you share your story just reminds me of the first time we met and just that feeling of like kinship. And it's like, oh, I can really relate to that feeling of I'm going to do it. Because I know for some people, it's really, they will do like a cost benefit analysis or they're more analytical about their decisions. And mm-hmm. Lord knows that we both have analytical sides, but I definitely run on a lot of intuition.
Yeah.
And feelings. And so my story is a little bit of a downer. It starts down. It's a little heavier.
You were in Africa, weren't you?
Yeah, mine comes out of trauma. I said art was my therapy. It was my escape. I mean, it has a great ending. So I was living in West Africa in 2013 and 2014 in Côte d'Ivoire. A cause de ça, je parle français. Because of that, I speak French. And I went to school for intercultural studies and intercultural Christian ministry. And so I was volunteering. And before that, I loved to sew. You were talking about your family experience. My family is very artistic, musical as well. My mother was an art teacher for a while. I never found my medium. I just was a terrible drawer, a terrible painter. I liked to sing. I liked music. I play the marimba. Fun fact. Yes, not anymore. Not for a long time. But that was kind of what I could do. And I was just an art appreciator. And another fun fact, my natural handwriting is atrocious.
Oh, that's something I don't think people recognize, that like your calligraphy script is not your actual handwriting.
Very different.
Actual handwriting is chicken scratch. But my calligraphy script is, I would say, like much more beautiful than my natural handwriting.
Same. I'm proud of my calligraphy script. You know, after years of, that's a whole other story. That's imposter syndrome. But I just, you know, calligraphy just never occurred to me. I would get bottom marks in like handwriting class back when that was a thing. So anyways, I was kind of into sewing as I grew and I graduated college. I enjoyed that. That was my other artistic outlet when I was no longer a part of music ensembles for school. And I couldn't bring my sewing machine with me when I moved to Côte d'Ivoire. I just decided, well, I have a sketchbook. Like, this was kind of around the time 2012, 2013, 14, when hand lettering was having a renaissance and Pinterest was growing as a thing and Instagram was growing as a thing. I came across a lot of really beautiful artists that I loved, and I would just save their images on my iPad before I had a smartphone, and I would just trace them and learn and just have fun with it in my sketchbook. And I was just like, oh, this is really fun. And I was traveling throughout Côte d'Ivoire and I had a really difficult time. It was a really difficult situation that I was in. I won't get too far into the details, but the leader of my organization was not a healthy person emotionally. And so I was under a lot of stress, and art and calligraphy. And at that point, it was just hand lettering, not with a dip pen yet. It was just my outlet for what I was going through. And I would, you know, which is pretty common, take a Bible verse and then make some art out of it. And it was really therapeutic. And I still have that original sketchbook somewhere around here.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I found it the other day. I was looking through and it was just, yeah, it was really good to watch me process some of that stuff through the art. Well, I was still pretty terrible. So I decided I would take a course, and I think it was Blue Eye Brown Eye Calligraphy. Does that name sound familiar?
It does. I feel like some of those very first
businesses.
Some of those very first businesses always had like a color and then almost like an animal involved. So you had like,
yes,
silver fox calligraphy, you know, yes. Or like,
yeah.
So that does sound familiar to me.
And then now everyone just like, I think that artist still exists and she just changed her business to her actual name now. So
yeah.
And we all like decided, oh, we're going to use our real names now. So it was a really great course. I think it was on Skillshare. And I,
oh, cool.
Yeah. I took the course, kind of that, like, I'm going to learn this now sort of mentality. I could be terrible, but I'm going to do it. And I bought supplies, and like a year later, I was getting married and it was time to make wedding invitations, and made lots of mistakes. I think I printed my invitations so light, you could hardly read them. I was very into very light taupe and blush. I don't know what I was thinking. I purchased a $30 Canon printer that I still use. It's not the same one, but the same brand and model.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about because you told me about it. And I remember I like drove to Walmart and bought it.
So cheap. And it worked with handmade paper, and I printed on it. And then I think it's not the highest quality printer. So I think it like jammed or broke partway through. And I ended up like using part of my mom's and having Chris tape handmade paper to guide sheets to go through her laser printer. Anyways, that's how I started. It was art therapy, basically. and
I love that,
needing an outlet. And here we are today.
And I think too, what's kind of fun is that, you know, both of us like almost dived in before we were ready. And I think that there is like so much growth that happens when there's a little bit of like ignorance involved. And like, we didn't know what we didn't know, you know? Mm-hmm. And because you can kind of like dive in with like almost this blind confidence, like you said, some people do like cost analysis or kind of like market evaluations. And I think that that's all really important. And there's definitely a time and place for that. Like my husband's, he's in the finance industry. He was an economics major. So he like definitely makes me do those evaluations. Like when we were getting ready to release our Cultivate course, that was something that we like definitely looked into.
I need people like that in my life.
Yeah. I remember being like, I'm doing an analysis for us to make sure this is going to work.
Yep.
But there's also a lot of beauty that comes from just starting. And I think that that's a really kind of like a fun thing about our podcast is, you know, it provides a resource for people to just start. And like we said earlier, we are still students and we are still growing. And I am just so excited to be able to have this space to be able to continue to learn together, because there is still so much that, not that I'm ignorant to, but I feel like I'm kind of at a place now where it's like, I know enough to know that I don't know everything.
It's the, what's it called? The Dunning-Kruger effect. When you begin something, you don't know what you don't know, like you said. And the more you learn, the more you realize you have to learn, the more you see the path before you and how far you have yet to go. And I think along that lines, you also, I'm sure you feel this way too, you become more comfortable in your skin not knowing the answer.
Yes.
You become more comfortable saying, I don't know, and I'm excited to learn. I don't know, please teach me more.
Yeah, I love that. And so with that, we are so thrilled, so excited. Just, I feel like elated is almost the word, to be able to learn from each other, which I like am sitting here feeling like I'm learning from you, which is so fun. And then continue to learn even from our audience. You know, there's going to be opportunities for us to invite people onto our podcast to be able to learn from like responses and questions asked. Mm-hmm. So we are just elated to be able to start this journey, to invite you into this space, and to be able to continue to cultivate all of these skills together.
Wow, sorry. I just love that. You did such a good job. I know that maybe we need to finish differently, but you're such a good podcast host. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. I'm having a happy friend moment.
Can we just keep this part in and just say thank you for being here? We are so excited. Welcome to Cultivate.
Join us for our next episode,
where we dive into the question, are you actually an artist?